Okay, so to our listeners out there, hi, this is Rob. We are going to be recording a playtest of Maelstrom, the game that I just pitched on this most recent episode. It's had been revised a little bit since the pitch.
Is that that fan?
It's that fan, yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't slow it down.
It's fine. Sure, we'll survive. I mean, we're 2 out of 3 down. So, I will start by explaining the rules here, because not everybody at the table has played it. In Maelstrom, we are the captains of pirate ships. We each have our own pirate ship, and we have been caught in a massive maelstrom, a big vortex of water in the ocean, okay, that is spinning ever toward the center. And we're caught in this because the gods of the sea are displeased with us, and the only way for us to escape is to be the last one left alive. So everyone else needs to either be destroyed and sink or be sucked into the center of the vortex. Okay? the water is spinning in a clockwise direction. We have the circular board here with all the lines are angled in that direction, so it's kind of pointing that way. So as we're moving around the board, we can only move in a clockwise direction. All right? On your turn, you have a minimum number of spaces to move. You always have to move a minimum of 3 spaces. On your ship tableau in front of you, you have a lot of places where you can assign your crew at the start of each turn. The first one you see there is to sail the ship. For every crew member you put in sail the ship, up to 3, you can move 1 additional space on your turn. So minimum of 3. If you put 1 guy in to sail the ship, that means you can move 4. If you don't put any guys in to sail the ship, you're always still going to move forward 3. But the way it works is you're going to move 2 spaces forward and then 1 space inward toward the center of the maelstrom. Okay, and that's just because of the water current. But if I have a crew member in sail the ship, I can go 4 spaces forward and not have to worry about that inward slide. Okay?
Or outward.
Yeah, you can also move outward. Thank you. You can steer outward, but never outside the outermost ring. Another thing is that I can't zigzag, so I can't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, zoom back and forth between 2 rows. It always has to be kind of constant movement. Good? So let's talk about the various stations where you can assign your crew. Sailor ship, we already said. You can, for every guy you put in sailor ship, you can move 1 extra space on your turn. Sail the ship is the first thing on the list, but it doesn't mean you have to do that first on your turn. You can take other actions. You can take any of these actions in whatever order you want.
It's placing like Stone Age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Next thing is fire the cannons. For every crew member you have in fire the cannons, up to 3 again, you can do that amount of damage to another ship. Now, when you fire the cannons, you are only firing broadside. You cannot fire forward or backward. You only fire to the side. So that's how a ship is built. And you can hit any target within 3 spaces of you. Okay? And we'll talk that through because the board is still kind of prototypical here. But, for example, let's see. Yeah. Okay, so if I'm the red guy here and Christine is the blue guy there, we could hit there. But I could also hit Christine if she's there or if she's there. You know, it kind of fans out. And that... you know, that we need to work out as the board is revised, of course, so that that's more obvious. But
right.
For the time being, it shouldn't be too difficult to figure out. If there's any question, we can talk it out and make a decision on it. The center of the maelstrom, that counts as a space. So you can shoot across that, but it's not just empty area. Okay? And actually what I'm thinking is this would count as 2 spaces for targeting, is my thought right now. But that's to test later. So, for every guy in Fire the Cannons, every time you hit them, you do 1 damage. Good? Okay. Now, the next two are Defend the Ship and Raid the Enemy. These two are kind of paired up together. I'll talk about Raid the Enemy first. For every guy that you put in to Raid the Enemy, you can basically swing across on ropes to the other ship, and you can kill their crew members. You can only do that if the two ships are adjacent to each other, and that can be in front of or behind, and that's okay. So if I have 3 guys in Raid the Enemy, and Jason's in front of me here, I'm going to kill 3 of his crew members. But I can never, he can never drop down below two. Minimum of two crew members at any given time. Alternatively, though, Jason can put guys in defend the ship. And for every guy he has in defend the ship, he resists one of those kills. And the last conversation that we had is that on a tie, this is the most recent revision we've talked about, on a tie, the defender actually wins and the attacker loses a guy. Okay? So that's how those two are paired together. Next thing we have, repair the ship, and there are only two spaces to put crew members in there, and you'll see that those two spaces are actually linked together with a little link icon. If you're going to put a crew member there, you actually have to put two crew members together in that spot, and by doing that, on your turn, you get to heal one damage to your ship. Okay, you can remove one damage token. And then finally, recruit the crew. Again, it's another one where it's two players, two crew members linked. You put two crew members together, and if you do that, you can add one extra person to your crew. You start the game with three crew members, and you can recruit up to five. Okay? Last thing is that we go one turn at a time, one person at a time, but all turns theoretically happen simultaneously. So if I take my turn and Steph, I kill two of your crew members, you can still use them on your turn. At the end of the entire round, that's when you lose them.
Okay.
Okay. And then we start with whoever starts with a captain token, and we'll use this bottle cap for the captain token for right now. So I will go first, which means I will start by placing my three workers.
Also hit points.
Oh yeah, hit points. I think you have 9 hit points, and we have 9 spaces on our ship tableau here to track your damage. Thank you. Yeah, I'm forgetting all kinds of stuff.
So when you get hit, you would take one and cover
cover one of your damage spots. Okay. When you get 9, you're dead. Okay, on the board here you see that some of the rows are numbered. Outermost rows 2, then 4, 6, 8, 10. At the end of every round, so after everybody's done with their turn, I will move the captain token over to Jason, and I will move the turn counter down to 1. Alright, and then at the end of the next round, Jason will move the captain token to Steph, and we'll move the turn counter to 2. When the turn counter gets to 2, the outermost ring is no longer available. We cannot sail into that ring. And so as the game moves forward, the water is pushing us inward more and more and more. Okay? Have I forgotten anything else?
I think you hit it all now. Where do we start?
Okay, yeah, we start on the 2s. The 4 spaces. Okay. And so that is it. So, like in Stone Age, we take turns assigning our guys, and you can assign only one station at a time. But if I put one guy in sail the ship now, I can still put more guys in sail the ship later. All right. So I'm going to start on my turn by putting two guys into recruit crew.
I'm going to do that as well. So basically that means at the end of the turn, we're going to gain an extra crew member,
right,
which gives us more things we can do next round.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's kind of a gimme on the
kind
first
of,
turn
kind of
right
a gimme,
now.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so back to me. I'm going to put my last guy into sail the ship.
And I will put mine in sail the ship.
Me too.
Me too.
Okay, so all of our workers, all of our crew members have been placed, and now I'll start. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to gain one more crew member. I can't use him now. I can't use him until next round, but that's fine. And then I'm going to sail, so I can go a total of 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'll just do that. So, Jason?
Okay. Pretty much the same thing. I'm going to grab another guy from my recruits. And I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't know what I'm doing. I dove for the center.
Yeah.
It's okay. Probably a bad strategy. I don't think I'm very good at this game. Your turn, Steph.
Are you like the dude with the hat or whatever?
Cape guy.
Oh, no, he would have went straight for the center.
Yeah, he said, what would happen if I...
1, 2, 3, 4.
For the center of the maelstrom.
Actually, my guess is he would have put 3 guys in sail the ship and just would have died on turn 1.
He might have, yeah.
And then been like,
what now? What he would have done is he would have said, my strategy is to stay in the center. Stay in the center and just make circles around the center and see what happens.
Because 10 turns later, you'll come to me.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay, so I have 4.
Christine's thinking a lot.
I still have the captain token. I miss Cape Guy.
We have the nice icon that Chevy drew of him.
Mm-hmm, we should. Okay, so that's the end of the round. I move this guy, the captain token, over to Jason. We go to round one.
We clear off our guys.
Clear our guys, and we all want to have four crew members to use. And now Jason goes first placing guys.
I'm going to recruit crew.
Okay.
Are you thinking? Okay.
I have a recruit crew.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
And then I will sail the ship. Oh, wait. No. I'll put one and sail the ship.
Okay. Yeah.
Sail.
Sail.
Put one and fire the cannons.
What you gonna I'm going to put another one and sail the ship.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Gosh. Yeah, why not?
Ouch. One thing I don't think you mentioned is that defend the ship does not defend against the cannon.
Oh, right. Yeah. Only defends against
defends against raiders. Yeah, because if you have a bunch of guys with guns standing on the or on the side of your ship, it's not going to stop a cannon.
Yeah. Might slow the balls down a little as they explode your people.
Yeah.
I'll sail.
Sail. Yeah, I'm also going to put my second one and fire the cannons. See if I can line
this
up.
You're last.
I'm last.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So we'll see who comes around here.
So if you don't have any and fire the cannons?
Mm-mm.
Excellent.
Neither do you.
I know, but I was put that extra one in sale, banking on the fact that she wouldn't have that. So one, two, three, four, five. And I'm done. Okay. And I get my extra crew member.
Yeah. Now you can move through his space, but you can't end your turn on his space.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so recruit my crew. Now I can fire my cannons first, right? If I want.
If you want to.
And I can fire backwards too, right?
No, you can't fire backwards.
She'd have to be here.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, that's the kind of the pie shape there isn't quite close enough.
Isn't this within three spaces though?
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's more behind than next to, you know?
He's saying like this to this.
I would say that your range is kind of like this.
It'd be cool to have a way to make that clear on the tokens.
Because when we played it before, we said basically so long as it's not the same ring, you're good if it's within three spaces. Otherwise, it's hard to know.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should put, like, some radial lines out from the center.
Yeah, that would be good, I think.
Just to kind of help organize that stuff.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's hard to know specifically.
Yeah, also, if you made the ship, like, if you found a way to make these squares all the same size, which probably isn't...
Well, I mean, it's not impossible. It could be tricky, but it's not impossible.
But then you could have your ship be the full size, and the ship could actually have cannons sticking out from it to kind of point the angle, right?
Like,
and if it goes along the lines...
goes along that space.
Exactly. Yeah. So
That's a good idea.
Yeah, the problem is with the staggered... because the Atomos rings have 24 spaces, then the next two have 12, and then these inner ones have 6. And so it's not an even brick pattern to it, you know? Which makes it tricky.
Well, and that's what's tricky with this, too, because saying three spaces to either side, like, is this this, or would that, or, I mean, at what point?
So we would almost, well, okay, so if the ships then are going to be, like, round tokens with a ship printed on them, then probably I would just need lines printed on the token, and then you can just kind of look at that line and extend it out.
Does that line go
through
that
space?
Yeah. And even if it's like a corner...
It would still count.
It would count. So in this case, no.
Yeah.
It's not within range. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the way to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to just
You can
zoom
even
up.
Lock that up with a prototype.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy.
I'm going to zoom up here and shoot you then.
Okay. Now you have to take your full move, so you have to move four spaces.
You do? I thought that if you were sailing, you could move up to that many spaces.
Nope.
No. Okay, so I could do this, though. One, two, three, four.
You sure can.
And you're going to shoot right back at me, but...
I am, but...
All right, so you take one damage.
Okay, I'll take one.
All right, that's my turn.
Okay, and then finally to me. First thing I'm going to do is fire my cannons, so you take two damage. I get to recruit another crew member, and then I don't have anybody in sail, so I go 1, 2, 3. Good. All right. So Captain Token goes to Steph. This goes down to turn two. Anybody in the outermost ring now slides forward and inward. Now we cannot go into the outermost ring anymore. So we clear our guys, and we are back to the beginning. Back to placement.
All right.
I'm going to put one in sail.
Okay.
In repair the ship, you put two guys here, and it repairs one damage.
Correct.
I'm going to start with one in sail.
Okay. I'm going to start with one and fire the cannons.
Start with one in sail.
I'm going to put one in fire the cannons.
It becomes a lot trickier now. It's like,
Now that we're getting closer in, and we have a lot more guys to work with.
And as you get closer, everyone is suddenly in range.
Right.
So, I do think I'm going to put two and repair the ship.
Okay. I'm going to put one in... Oh, golly. Put one in raid. I may need to cut out some long thinking pauses.
Yeah.
This is one of those thinking games.
I'm going to put one in defend.
Weigh all your options, really.
Sail. Fire the cannons.
One more in fire the cannons.
Three in raid.
Ooh.
Psych. Just one.
Just one. Oh, that's tricky.
Fire the cannons.
I'm gonna put another one in sail.
Oh, yeah. One in sail.
One in raid.
Defend.
And all mine are placed.
All yours placed, so I've got one left. I'm gonna do. Fire the cannons.
Raid.
Wow.
Okay.
Last act. I'm going to try something fun.
Yeah.
So, Steph, you sail first.
So, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
And then I can fire on her.
Yep.
Okay.
And she's not within range of you, right? Like, you can't shoot her from there either. So good you're going to repair this turn.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
So it's your turn.
So I'll go ahead and do this, get rid of a damage, and then I can fire and sail.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're already right there, I'll just fire.
Since you're there.
Now here's a question. What if Christine had three guys and fire the cannons? Could she split her attack? Could she fire, like, once at Steph and then sail forward?
The way you describe it, I would say yes, because you say it's firing three cannons.
Three cannons.
So she could attack three times, I think.
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's the way to do it. You don't have to have all one volume.
Yeah, so, like, say Christine was here, I was here, and you were here. She could be, like, one each.
As I'm sailing through, I'm just shooting my guns.
Yeah.
And I think that could work for the movement too. Like you could move two spaces, say a move of four, you can move two spaces, shoot.
Yeah, why can't you shoot while you're moving? I mean, that's pretty realistic.
All right, yeah, sure.
It's not like the same guy who's steering is trying to fire the cannon.
As long as you use your entire move on your turn,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
So I have 3, 4, 5 spaces. And you have a lot of fire the cannons. So I don't want to be within range of you. I'm just going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're going to have to go past me, I think.
Well, we just said that I can shoot you as I pass by.
Oh, I already forgot. 1 second. Well, I don't think I can avoid it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for you?
Christine, you're getting tore
up. Your damage?
Yeah, you did. I did.
Okay, so...
It just doesn't look like it.
No.
So, putting my guy in raid the enemy was kind of a waste, but I wasn't sure how you guys were going to end up. So, I'm just...
Well, I mean, you have a choice now. You could
Well, if you can do everything as you go, then you could technically zoom up to me, raid me, and then...
It does seem like raid you need to stop
at
this.
Stop
next
to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because what are they, swinging as you're going past? That doesn't make much sense.
Right, and then you pass and you guys can't get back to your ship.
Yeah, like you can do that, but your guys are gone.
Right.
Yeah, the cannons, it makes sense.
All right, so anyway, so 1, 2, 3, 4
You weren't going to shoot her on the way past?
On the way past, I am shooting her, so 3 damage.
I'm gonna lose.
maybe it should be that you have to end your turn.
Well,
before or after your entire move.
We should keep.
Well, yeah, we'll keep playing it this way. Yeah.
I think it makes more sense to be able to shoot past. It also speeds the game up.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're like, I can shoot and then still try and be strategic about that way. Otherwise, what always happens is I move next to you, I shoot. Next turn, you're gonna go before me. Now you're gonna shoot. Yeah. Now you see what I mean? So this way it kind of gives, like, a chance to get away.
That's true.
Well, and at some point people are going to need to start repairing stuff, too. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anyway, your turn.
I'm ready. Two-thirds dead.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4 I can't get to Steph. So. 1, 2, 3, 4 And I'm done.
Okay, so that's at the end of the round. This goes to 3. Captain Token goes to Christine.
And
we're clear.
I already
lines.
Repaired, right?
Yeah. Good thing you did.
Good thing you did.
I'm going to go ahead and repair some more.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What am I going to do? I'm going to... Oh, boy. One guy in sail.
Good plan. I'll do the same.
Fire. Sail.
Okay. One in fire.
Another one in sail.
I'll do one in sail.
Everybody in sail. I just need to be able to get away this turn.
run away.
Pretty much.
Alright. So then I've got... Might as well put 2 in repair. Should get back to full health.
I wanted to put some in raid, but then I saw you had more guys, and you'd know and just defend them all, and it would be a waste.
Put 1 in raid. Come and get it.
Fire.
So you're all done?
Yep.
Sail.
Raid.
Defend.
That's it for me, it's okay.
Raid.
Ooh. Last one for you.
So now how does this work? Like, say he did... raid my ship with 3 and I had 2. What does that mean?
You're going to lose 1 guy.
One.
But right now, if I raided you, you'd lose 2 guys.
Right.
I'll defend.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to repair. And then sail. Do you have... You fire the cannons.
Mm-hmm.
No raiding. So I'm going to go 2, 3, 4 to here, so you can't fire at me.
Okay. All right, so my turn. So I'm going to do my repair first of all. And I can move 5. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I shoot at you on my way past.
You're kidding about that.
Yeah, so you take 1 damage.
It was Christine's idea.
I know.
Now she keeps forgetting it exists.
That's it.
Well, there's really no way to avoid it then. I mean, if you're gonna, there's no way I could have stayed behind you.
Yeah, right.
So
sure, you could have. You could have not put any in sail.
Well,
you would have just
still
drifted.
Would have had to go.
You were. I think you could have just moved 3 and not had to get past them.
That's
then.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Not putting anything in sail can actually be a fair
sometimes
tactic.
Sometimes it's a right choice.
Sometimes. Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4 5,
yep.
Or adjacent.
So you're adjacent.
So I'm going to raid you and kill one of your guys. So you still get them this turn. It's just at the end of the turn you'll lose it. And I'm done.
Now, he is in range, so you should go ahead and shoot him.
And I
You're right. That was really dumb.
So you're going to take 2 damage for that.
Well, that's kind of the...
But I could have went there, though, and then you couldn't have shot me. Oh, right. I screwed up. I was trying to play the outside to get farther away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I can move 4.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. Mm-hmm. Captain Token goes back to me. We are now to turn 4, which means anybody in 4 slides forward and inward. So it's getting tight now.
Oh, man.
It's getting very tight. And back to me to go first. I am going to put 1 guy in sail.
Same. Yeah, everybody knows what you're going to do, Christine.
Repair.
Unless you decide to be a kamikaze pirate ship.
Yeah, I thought about that, but...
So... I'm going to do 3 guys and raid the enemy.
And you act before I do, don't you?
I'm the last. I have no idea where anyone's going to be when my turn comes around.
I just thought of a funny defense to that.
Did you?
I'll put a guy and raid the enemy. Then I'll lose him until the end of the turn.
That's true. That's true. Back to you, Steph.
I'm gonna sail.
I don't really know where anyone's gonna be, but I think I'm gonna put one on fire the cannons.
You could probably shoot someone.
I'm probably.
It's getting tight enough, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna put my last guy in fire the cannons.
Sweet. Is everybody else play? No, people still have tokens. Yeah. I'm gonna put another guy in raid the enemy.
I'm going to put my last 2 in firing cannons.
Ooh, watch out, Christine.
It's getting interesting now.
I'm going to put 1 in sail and another 1 in cannons. Let's see.
Okay.
So it's just me?
Just you.
Raid and then defend.
Okay. So I go first. So naturally, the first thing I have to do, I'm going to do is sail forward. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm going to shoot at you, so you take 1 damage.
Okay.
And... I'm raiding you, and you can defend against 1, so you're going to lose 2 guys.
Yep.
Okay, and that's it for me. I assume you're going to start by raiding me?
Yep. Okay. So you lose 3
guys.
I'm going
to lose
3 guys. Oh, man.
I was trying to make it a losing proposition for you.
Yeah. Hey, we got. I still have a whole lot less damage than you.
I'm not worried about it. And then I have to move.
I might as well go ahead and lose my guys here.
You don't have anything in raid, right, Steph?
Mm-mm.
1, 2. Oh, crap. How can I do that to not get shot?
Because you can't go in 4 anymore.
1, 2, 3, 4. Is that in shooting range?
No, it's only 3 spaces. Is that
1, 2.
You're going backwards if you go that first. So that's 1, 2, 3. You're going to end up in this.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. You're going to end up in range.
You cannot avoid it.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can just sink it. All I'm going to point out is, when I move next to you, you could take Christine out of the game.
Wait, you know what? Actually, Jason, what you can do is you could do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you're in range of Christine instead of Steph. So who do you want to hit you? But keep in mind, Steph
can
still
just move and shoot me. Then they can both shoot me. How is that a good plan?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to trust that Steph is super smart. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to trust that Steph is super smart and is going to drive over there and take Christine out of the game. Because with 3 cannons, she can totally kill you. And I'm done.
But I still...
Because he already raided, so you can't raid her.
Right.
And when that happens, right, if I get shot, though, I still get my last turn, right, yeah. as I'm sinking. So right. I would actually still repair.
You would still be able to repair one. So I would
end up having one.
Yeah. So see, you could feel guilt-free by doing that. You can knock her down to one health.
Or you could do 3 damage to him.
Or you can knock her down to 1 health. Handicap. She's got to repair every turn from then on.
Which I'm already going to have to do anyway.
Just saying. You're going to be starting next to her, and she won't be able to shoot you because she'll be too busy trying to fix her ship.
Actually, I will be able to shoot her.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to shoot you. Sorry.
Thanks for that.
Let's spread it around.
Yeah. Share the love.
Okay. You got to move. Good news is, Christine's still going to shoot you because you're going to be the only valid target.
I am. Yeah. But thank you.
How much can you move for? Yeah, so you can pretty much move near me.
She'll be able to get you out.
I mean, I could go 1, 2, 3, 4. I could hit Rob. Because I'm going to go before you next turn.
So you could shoot him again and then run away. It's cool, too. I don't like
Rob. He's only going to have 2 guys now.
So he can't really do much to you at all.
Right, I'm kind of in trouble.
Do it! I'll go after him next turn, too. Let's take Rob out. Kill the designer.
Yeah, that's fair. So, are you shooting her?
No, she already shot me.
Oh, duh, that's right. Okay, never mind.
So, Christine repairs.
So, I'm going to repair.
Yeah.
And then... So if I wanted, I could hit both of you once.
Yeah, you could.
Or you could just do it all out on Rob.
But you have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. You could shoot us each once.
Kill Rob. Kill Rob. Actually, I don't care. Kill either one of them. Kill them both.
So the two of you are going to go before me. I mean, at this point, everyone's so close. Everyone's going to be in range of everybody. Yeah. So I'm not really worried about it. But I do think I'm going to hit you twice.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
So you're going to shoot me twice?
Bam.
Bance.
Okay. All right. Captain Token goes there. Down to turn 5.
Okay. Wow. Tough choices to make.
Yeah.
So you have 2 guys, and you're down to 3, and Stephanie's 4. I actually have all of my guys, I just have the most damage.
I'm going to put my guys in repair the ship. Done. This is where raiding feels a little overpowerful.
Yeah, it does.
Because
you
and I are pretty much out of the game at this point. I'm definitely out, you're probably out.
I'm probably out.
You've got 2 guys to spend. The only thing you can do is... recruit crew.
Right.
And then you're going to drift in towards the center.
I'm going to recruit crew.
Well, am I out?
I think you're out.
I haven't taken much damage.
Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put 3 in fire cannons.
You're out.
I'm going to put 2 in fire the cannons.
Interesting.
You're just going to, like, screw it. I'm just going to shoot. Blaze of glory.
I got to go for it. I got some breathing room here.
Because nobody can raid you now.
I'm going to put 1 in fire the cannons. At least I can shoot Christine if she comes for me.
I'm going to put my other 2 and fire the cannons.
Ooh, it's getting crazy now.
All right, I'm first.
I still have 2 guys.
Yeah.
I want to repair more, but I also want to have sailing options because I kind of have to, being in the inner row, because I'll die if I don't. So I'm going to put 1 in sail the ship. I'll put both in sail the ship, because I think that makes sense.
Okay.
That's what I sound terrible. These options are. There's no good options anymore. They all have left.
That's probably okay,
that's
though,
because
right?
We're all panicking, so we're about...
Yeah, right.
It's not supposed to feel good at this point.
All right, so I have to drift because I didn't... So I'm gonna repair, so okay. I'm going to get one back.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Yep.
I can't shoot Steph.
Nope.
But one, two, three, I can shoot Christine across mm-hmm. the maelstrom.
We were saying this counts as two.
Oh, okay, then I can't. Yeah, so you can't. I can live with that. She can't shoot me right now either, right. So I can live with that.
Right. Okay.
At least she has to drive to come kill me if she wants yeah. to. And I'm done.
So, because I didn't put one in sail the cannons, I have to move one in, right?
But you could fire
forward and one
you
in.
You can't fire first because you can't hit
right,
me.
You're going to end. You're going to end your turn right there.
Well, actually, no, you can. She one, can two. Me. You could shoot Christine.
Yeah, you could move here. Yeah, you could shoot her from where you are. Either way, you're going to end your turn right there. So it doesn't really matter.
So I can shoot first
mm-hmm.
at Christine.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I'll do that.
So I'll take two,
and then I end here.
Right. Okay.
All right, Christine, let him fly.
Let him fly.
yeah.
So you can shoot either one of us at this point.
Listen, you can shoot anybody.
You're probably going to shoot me. I understand that.
I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
With all three.
All three, that's fine.
You're probably going to shoot me. I understand that. See, Rob, we're both out.
Well, at the end of the game, if we don't die here, then it's whoever has the least amount of damage wins, right?
Yeah, if we get to turn 10, whoever's got the least damage is the winner.
Well, certainly, Steph is looking good for that for now.
Yeah, I'm not looking too good.
The only person... No, you'll even lose to me. Wow.
Yeah. So you still need to move.
I'm going to move... One, two, three. Can I do that?
You have to move total five.
Oh, move four letters. Five.
Yeah. Okay, back to me. So I have to move three. One, two, three.
And you can still shoot
I can still shoot you. You're going to take two
oh,
damage.
Oh, no, I'm going to die.
Oh, no. You killed her.
I killed you.
Yeah.
Oh, I took you out.
I did not even see that coming.
All right. Wow. So
I don't think Rob saw that coming either, actually.
I hoped that I'd be able to get somebody in range, but I didn't expect it. All so right. You're out.
Blue.
Dead.
Kaboom. Sunk. Wow. Our first casualty.
First casualty. All right.
Hey, I can take third place. That's okay.
All right. So that's it for that round.
Steph
so
is the captain.
Six. Now row six is no longer available, so we're in the inner three rows. That's all we can do.
Basically, you're always in range.
Basically, yes.
As long as you're not directly behind someone or
right.
in front of them.
Or directly across from the maelstrom.
Mm-hmm. See, I was not out of the game. I managed to take somebody else out. I've only got two guys.
You're still going to lose.
I'm still going to lose, but hey.
You managed to take someone out because she didn't notice.
The same amount of damage right now.
I know. Well, see, at this point...
I have three crew. You only have two.
I'm going to put three in fair the key.
Ooh. Yikes. Okay. Back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have two guys. I'm looking at what's happening here.
He's totally going to do it.
And I think my best bet is just fire the cannons. It's just to unload on you.
On me?
Yeah. Because I can't get to Steph.
I'm last, aren't I?
Yeah. So I think that's my best bet is just take you down. I am not going to kill you, but I'm going to hurt you.
Well, that's five damage, so... No matter what I do, if you guys both decide, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you guys both decide to shoot me, repairing is not going to help. Because I would have five slots,
right.
I would take five damage.
That's right. Ooh.
Steph, do you still have ones left?
She has two left.
Two left. Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I just have everything still. I'm going to put one in Raid the Enemy.
Oh, Trickster. Now remember, I can't get below two.
I know.
Okay.
But she can.
She can. She can get below five, yeah.
I will defend.
You know what, Jason? You're fine, because she has to sail forward. She doesn't have anybody in sail. There's no way she can catch up to you to shoot you. She's going to attack me.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd realized that.
Yeah.
She still has one guy. She could go, like, one, two, 3, 4.
Oh, okay. No, so she could get you. That's right.
But if you attack Rob, we can kill him this turn. I'll put one and fire the cannons. He's only got 4 health.
Yeah, I'm putting my last one in the sail.
Tricky.
Now it's back to me.
Yep, you got your last guy.
Okay, so you have to move within range, right? Because you're gonna go 1, 2, 3. So I will be able
I'm
to
do
shoot
1, 2, 3. I'm gonna end my turn right here.
So I can shoot you, guaranteed.
Right.
If you shoot him, Steph, you're gonna do 3 damage. So I only need to do 1 to him.
Or Steph, you could shoot Jason. I'm just saying. It's another option for you that is probably a better choice.
It's funny that you two are trying to take each other out when that doesn't help you, because then she can just obliterate whoever's left. You're both
you know what?
Stephanie.
See, well, the thing is that
I
can't catch up to her. Yeah. Maybe I could, though, you know, because she's going to come around. She's going to come around. And if I can shoot her while I'm passing, maybe that's the better way to do it.
Because if everybody is really close to the same,
maybe
when you get
to
the end, it's
right.
more of like
maybe we should be ganging up on her. I mean, I want you to die, but right now she is winning without any contest.
Last one and raid the enemy.
All right.
Let's get dance.
We are still recording, right? It's the light's still on, so we're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
46 minutes later, we're still recording.
This is taking longer than I expected.
Well, it's the strategy game.
Yeah.
There's lots of thinking and.
The initial rounds Rob and I played, though, were like 10 minutes.
Well, that was.
The first time we played was.
That
two.
Was with the earliest version of the rules, too.
Yeah, but with the changes,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot more.
Because I have one in the sale, I can go out a ring, right?
You can. Yep. Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Triple cannon.
Yeah.
Triple cannon. All right, so that's 3 for me. Okay. Okay, so my turn. Ouch. Well, so do I shoot you or do I shoot Jason?
Why would you shoot me?
If you take Jason out, you'll lose for sure. If you shoot at Stephanie, then you have a chance of...
Give me an incentive to want to help you.
You know what? It's true.
I mean
why she is the biggest threat right now. Yeah. She really is. So I'm going to shoot at you twice.
Thank you. I mean, I'm still going to kill you when you move next to me, but thank you. I can't sail. She went out. I can't get to her.
Yeah.
Not like I was trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean a little, but...
A little bit. 1, 2, 3. So, that's it for me. You're going to blow me out of the water.
Because you're going to... See, if you were not going to go first next turn, I would let you live.
Yeah.
Because I could get away from you, and we could try and tag team her. But since you're going to go first, and I think you'd rather have second than third, I think you're going to kill me. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now you're going to kill me? Or are you going to move... So you can move, you're going to go 1,
wait,
two,
let three. Me look at something real quick here.
All right, yeah.
Maybe we can strike a deal here. I'm just saying. If I went 1, 2, 3,
uh-huh.
I can shoot her, can't I?
No.
No,
she's in front of you.
You're not helping the story here, dude.
Hey, that's the rules of the game.
Just you,
Rob. It's the right
Well, I don't have... I would rather shoot her.
I know.
I can't. So I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Dance, puppet, dance.
If I could have shot you, I would have. Because you'd have had 4 damage. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
And I'm going to act before she does this turn. So
that's it for the round. So Christine and I are both out of the game. Captain Token goes back to you. We're on turn 7.
Oh, and I had to move.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Bummer, I have to sail this turn.
Otherwise you're going to be sucked inward into the vortex.
And the 6 ring is gone, right?
The 6 is no longer available. Now, Steph, for you, a viable strategy at this point might just be to stay alive for a few more rounds.
Because eventually you'll both be like, doop, and die in the middle, but you'll have less damage.
Want to sail the ship.
Shoot.
So I have to.
I mean, even if you can just repair your ship, you've got enough guys at your disposal, you might as well, you know? Mm-hmm. If you can repair yourself and shoot him more, that's probably a good choice. But, I mean, he killed me, so I'm on your side.
You're going down. I have a plan, and I think it's good. You're going down. You put three in fight of the cannons. This is the biggest waste you've ever done.
Oh.
I'm going to put one in fire of the cannons. What you got now?
Ooh. Oh.
You going to repair yourself? You know I'm coming after you, cannons. Guns blazing.
Ooh, Steph, I wouldn't. Oh, I would sail to make sure you can get yourself in the right position.
You definitely have to.
Oh, I hate you!
Hey!
I hate her!
I told you what side I was on.
I was going to sail anyway. I was just making you think that your mind trickery was.
Fire the cannons.
Okay.
Okay, so her sailing she can do is five now.
Five.
So. One, two.
She can get you.
Three, four. So if she was.
The idea of this being two is that you can be on opposite sides of it and still shoot each other. But if you're any farther out, you can't.
You will go first anyway.
Yeah, I know. And I could put myself, if you didn't do an extra sail, I could put myself in a position that you could not have gotten to me, which was my plan. So one, two, three. And she can shoot me right there. All right. We'll dance. It's okay.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Move one, shoot you for two, two, three.
Can't move across the maelstrom.
You just said you could.
No.
You can shoot across it.
You specifically said in the beginning, you can cut through the middle, but it counts as two.
No.
You can shoot across the middle.
We have it on tape. Shoot across. Oh, when you said shoot across, I thought you meant like shoot across.
No.
Actual shooting.
Then I'm about to lose. That blows my entire strategy.
Well, you're not about to lose because she can't knock
you out. Well, I know. Really. One, two, three, four. Go ahead, Steph.
Two, so I shoot three at you.
Okay. All right. So that's the end of that. Captain Token goes there. We go to turn eight, which means you slide inward. And now you guys are in the two innermost rings. And Steph places first.
At this point, nothing matters. She has five guys left.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty
much
a done deal.
She's acting first.
It's pretty much a done deal. It's true.
Go ahead and place.
You only really need to do one damage to me.
No, you should put two in fire the cannons because I can repair. And I'm only selling her that because I don't want to die next turn. I'd rather just get it over with this turn. I'm going to put three in fire the cannons.
Is that all you have is three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just put the rest and sail the ship.
Yeah, I think that's the right choice.
So it's your turn. So you just move one, two, three, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay.
So the raid the enemy thing is broken.
It is broken. That's way too strong. That needs to be fixed.
You and I were doing well until we did that to each other, and then we didn't stand a chance of winning after that.
That's what happened when we played, too. Right. He got rid of a couple of my guys, and I just didn't stand a chance after that, because if you stop to recruit more crew, then nothing else is going on, and you're just dead by then.
So, is there a good way to fix that, or should it be dropped completely?
Well, I had suggested to you before the idea that you have the all-hands-on-deck mechanic.
Yeah.
So, defend the ship and raid the enemy are one thing that has three slots. No, that has infinite slots. It would have five slots, I guess. And whenever you're next to someone, whenever your ships are touching, that's an automatic. So, if my hands are on deck, they're going to attack your hands on deck. If we are adjacent to each other at the start of someone's turn. So, if I have it and Steph has it, at the start of my turn it's going to happen. It's going to happen again at the start of her turn. So, that really makes people not want to get next to each other at the end of, at the start of a turn. Or the end of a turn.
Okay.
And you can really hose people with options that way.
Yeah, okay. That needs to be tried. Yeah.
I don't think I'd put five there, though, only because I could see a scenario where, like, if, first of all, you can never lose more than three guys anyways, so...
Well, we would say, though, that the winner... the loser of combat only loses one.
Yeah.
It's not a cumulative thing. That regardless of the imbalance there, whoever the loser is only loses one.
Yeah, that would be a lot better.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense.
Now, it's also cleaner, because it knocks a choice off there.
Yeah. Now, here's another thought that I had, okay? I thought that instead of having the tableau like this with three slots and everything, what if the tableau was like a top-down view of your ship, okay? And I would have, boxes on your side. So there's actually six boxes for fire the cannons, right? And I could put as many guys as I want, but I can either put them on the right side of the ship or left side of the ship. So if somebody passes me, if I pass them on the right... Or if I'm passing them there on my right and I have guys on the right side of the ship to fire the cannons, I can shoot them. But if I end up passing them on the left or they pass me on the left, I don't have any guys over there manning those cannons, so I can't shoot with that. You know, and then you would have, boxes back here for sailing. You would have, you'd have your pairs in the center for the brig.
And oh, yeah, because you could have be like that, like a hole in the bottom where you
go. Right, right. And then you have your slots in the front for all hands on deck. Now, that would add the additional strategy of positioning,
What would be cool is it would make it less automatic that you're going to get shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Because say I'm parked on the left side of Steph, right, and she's on the right side.
Yeah.
So she puts hers on the left side to shoot me, but I activate first, and I purposely end up on the right side. Mm-hmm. And since you can shoot mid-sail, because that's really powerful,
yeah.
It makes sense, though. So I think you have to have that.
Yeah, you're right.
But since you can do that... I think that, that makes more sense. One of the things that I feel like is confused, it never really comes into play, and it's just one of those rules that kind of annoys me, is you can't zigzag.
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of that? Like, what's the mechanical purpose of that? Thematically, I get that you can't zigzag, mm-hmm. but is it because you could slow your movement down?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then I'm with it. That makes sense.
Thematically, it makes sense because the ship can't just wave back, waggle back and
right.
forth
but if
like
it,
that.
But if mechanically it wasn't doing anything, then I was going to say just scrap
yeah,
that.
But mechanically, it means you can't. You're always going to have to move a certain distance.
Right.
You
know? That makes sense.
Because, yeah.
Just because, technically, if you can sail against it, why can't you zigzag? Why can't you go up and then cut back?
Mm-hmm.
But mechanically, it would allow you to be too strong, I think. So.
Right.
Yeah, because you could just be like, oh, I didn't go anywhere, so...
Yeah. Or I didn't go nearly as far as I should.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the idea, though.
So, the water is moving faster at the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if that center maelstrom space, not the center, but the one right around
the innermost ring?
What if that was, three slots? Instead? How many are
it's
in
six
there?
Right now.
Make it three.
Make three?
Because, so... It just feels like that would be cool if it was three, right? Because then when you came in the middle, it would actually feel like you were, picking up speed big time mm-hmm. when you hit that center point. Because it's risky, because if you end your turn there, you have to sail the next turn. And if you can't, you're completely hosed.
Mm-hmm. I would think that I would not take it below four.
Four? That's still... So what's the one above it? One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh,
it's six. Two of six, two of 12, two of 24 right now.
Yeah, I personally think make this one four then. Do six then four. Because that way it's like you're really picking up speed as you go in.
Okay. Yeah, well, as it is, it's a third. Each time it's cut in half, so the innermost is a third of the outermost. Is third?
24?
24, no, it's a quarter of the outermost, yeah.
I think that would be cool just because... If you're going to cut through the middle, give some maneuverability bonuses for that. So you can kind of slingshot yourself, right, mm-hmm. is the idea.
Okay.
I think that'd be cool.
What about the number of rings? I'm worried that if I have it more rings, it's going to take too long. This was like a 45-minute game, including explanation, but...
If you got rid of explanation, it would have been about a 30-minute game.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want it to be any longer than that.
I think if you had more rings, then it would be difficult to catch up to people, and there'd be a lot of just sailing around doing nothing, and it would be boring. Part of the reason why it's so fun is that you're always, especially when you play with four people, you're always going to be close to someone, so you can always do mm-hmm. something and make things happen.
And those first two rounds, we're all just kind of getting ready. We're all preparing for the combat to come.
Well,
but after that, it's not predictable anymore. Yeah, I mean, you can plan and maneuver, but there's always going to be stuff changing.
As soon as somebody changes course and dives to the middle, everything goes nuts.
Right. So, because my plan at the beginning, and it worked for the first three rounds, was to just let you guys shoot each other. And that's why I kept doing raid the enemy. Because I was like, if anybody gets close to me, I'm going to raid them. Other than that, I'm just going to hang out in back. Mm-hmm. And that worked for three turns. And then the first ring went away.
Yeah.
And by the time the second ring was gone, that was not a valid strategy anymore. Because I did, I went boom, boom, I shot through the middle, hooked myself back out, and you guys were all on the other side of the board. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I was last to go, and no one could get to me.
Yeah.
So it was, that was the third turn.
Right.
So I think that mechanic is working.
Okay.
Because
that slingshot that.
Yeah, because in a four player game, that's a concern.
Yeah.
That one player could just be like, I'm just going to avoid everyone, let them kill each other, and then I'll win.
Yeah.
And that was not possible.
Yeah.
Because that was really, I'm like, I'm going to do that. That's going to work. And then, nope. The board was like, false.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think this prototype is the most fun prototype that I've ever made.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
And that's exciting. Like every prototype that I've made so far, it's kind of been like, all right, well, I kind of feel like that's working well, and that piece isn't really working well, but it's always analytical. This one, I think, has been the most fun to play.
I agree, too. Yeah. Like, the other games took more, like, Frankenstein took a couple of plays to really be fun, because, like, there was so...
And I'm still not convinced it's as fun as this.
Oh, no, I think this is more fun than Frankenstein. Yeah. I'm just saying Frankenstein's a fun game, but on the outset... This is way more fun than that.
This is exciting.
If you had brought this game with like a GameCrafter prototype and told me that it was like someone's game, I would believe you. This would not feel like a prototype game. So,
okay. All right, so the next steps then are definitely to make revisions to the raiding mechanic. And you think I should try the kind of the deck-based layout of the ship?
I think that would be fun to try it and see how that changes the strategy. Yeah.
Okay.
It also looks really cool.
Yeah, it does look better.
And the different sides. I mean, it makes you feel more like you're actually sailing a real ship and giving real orders to crew when you have the ship and you can actually...
And it's more realistic, too, to be able to shoot one side or the other.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'll need to make actual tokens that have directional stuff on them so we can understand our aiming better.
Yeah, because that still is something that's a little hard.
That'll be important. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
One thing, I'm going to suggest this, and I wish I wasn't going to suggest it, but I feel like I should at least put it out there.
Okay.
Because I hate when games do this, but because you're really trying to make the theme fit, right? Yeah. When Christine was going around with 8 damage on her 9-slot ship, her ship is performing just as well as it was when she had zero damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So part of me argued, the realism, right, is that of course not. Her ship should be clunkety. Now, I feel like...
Clunkety?
Clunkety.
Clunkety.
Clunky?
All right, we'll go with it. Clunkety. Go on.
Strategery. I guess... The way I would... So, I don't like that suggestion, but I said throwing it out there because I feel like for realism's purposes, right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're trying to do realism by having guns on both sides and all that jazz. Yeah. I guess I would argue that story-based, if you look at the movies, like you look at Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever, their ship can be tore up and they can always make it do what they want
it
to do.
Exactly, yeah.
So, cool. I feel better about that.
Yeah, it's a good question to ask, but I think it's more fun if you don't have to mess with it.
It's way more fun.
Exactly, and I think that... Also, at the same time, like, this is supposed to all be happening very fast. Like, we've got 10 turns.
Right.
I mean, with the current, I mean, in general, you would think that damage would slow you down. Maybe you wouldn't go as fast. But if the current's pushing you along and you're still floating, then I guess, you know, if your cannons aren't damaged and you haven't lost those crew members, I think you'd still be moving around at the same speed.
I think it would get too complex.
I think it would get too complex, and I think sailing is more like maneuvering and steering,
because
you have the current, so sailing gives you more options of what you can do, but you're still going to move, even if you're damaged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which side is starboard and which is port?
Steph?
No idea.
Right is starboard, left is port?
I think you're right.
I think so. I'll look it up online.
Oh. Titanic.
Hard to starboard.
But which way is he going?
But she hit.
So he, when he, hard to starboard. They went. They tried to go to the left of it or to the right of it.
They got struck on the right.
So I assume they tried to go to the left of it. Which and he said hard to starboard.
Did he? All right, so maybe left is starboard and right is. I don't know, whatever. I'll look it up. Well, we don't need to know right now. Right? I'm just thinking about.
I don't want
to
know.
That's what I had the iPad to look it up.
I feel like I'm failing. I went through border safety class and everything.
That's why I asked her, because her dad was a big.
Failing.
Used to be big in the boating community.
Okay. Cool. All right, so I have a very good plan for the next revision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's very few flaws with this game. It's mostly that really some mechanics are just overpowered.
Yeah.
So you just have to hone that in.
You just need to rein it in some and get better control on it. Yeah.
And something, too, to think about might be, depending on the number of players in the game, that might vary your hit points. Because 9 hit points in a 2-player game, when you can only fire from one side of the cannons, you might be playing that game for 2 days.
That's true. That will be important to test. You're right.
Starboard, the right-hand side of a ship.
Right is starboard. Okay, I was right.
One faces forward. Yeah.
Yeah, I was right there.
Huh. So, James Cameron, what are you doing?
Who knows? It's a movie. Because they would say that when they were sailing south along the coast of Africa, that port was always on the... If they're going south, port was always on the left and stars were always on the right. That was, I think, where that... Or something to that effect.
Oh.
It was when they were going south... along the coast there. I think that's what I'm saying. And on that delicious note of wonderful history, thank you to our listeners. It was delicious, wasn't it? Thank you to everybody for listening. I know this is a long one. I'll cut some of our pauses and some of our thinking out, but hope you enjoyed that. If you have any comments or questions on Maelstrom, let us know. I will probably, once I get this to a better situation, I'll probably put a print and play up, and we would love some feedback. So thank you again.
Good night.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.